For many years, Wyoming lawmakers have been reluctant to impose new regulations on industry. At the national level, the congressional delegation has been highly critical. Anytime the Environmental Protection Agency proposes new regulations on energy production, saying that it costs jobs. State leaders have echoed those statements, and over the years, many legislators have even expressed concern about adding staff to the Department of Environmental Quality, fearing that could lead to overregulation.
In many cases, the thinking is that if you add regulations and make it tougher for industry to operate, industry will leave. So we asked economist Roger Coupel at UW's Department of Ag and Applied Economics whether that's true.
Environmental regulations and or regulations in general, you know, on one level, sure. You know, if it costs less because of lower regulations someplace else and it costs more here, then there may be the possibility that they would move someplace else, especially given the pervasiveness of gas. That said, I guess I don't buy the notion that most of the reason why everybody left the oil and gas left Wyoming in terms of the number of rigs is because of regulation. It's because the product that they're getting out of the Marcellus or these shale plays around the country are in an area of the oil and gas markets that's most lucrative.
Obviously, not all regulations are created equal. What types of regulations tend to have more impact on where industry decides to locate?
Yeah, well, clearly what goes on here in Wyoming, where a substantial percentage of the land is federal and a substantial percentage of the subsurface ownership is federal. You know, NEPA, environmental impact analysis, that whole planning issue, public process, is a major issue. To do an environmental impact analysis can take anywhere from 5 to 10 years. Well, that's a lot of money that the industry has to pay. And so it's a lot of times easier for firms to start with private land or with state land, where it's a little easier to work with local authorities than to go to federal lands. That said, just because you don't have National Environmental Protection Act and the Council on Environmental Quality rules and all that stuff running in places where it's primarily private land, you have other regulatory issues. If you look at, for example, where a lot of these shale plays are occurring, you know, the Bakken, the Marcellus, and Barnett and others, they're in areas where the surface is more intensively managed, cropland, residential development even. You know, you have more people per square mile than you would have here. Well, when you start messing with people's land and water, they're going to bring up a different set of regulatory issues, but they're still just as problematic from the industry perspective. And those could slow down. In fact, they have slowed down the Marcellus to a certain extent.
So you're dealing with different kinds of you have one more of one kind of regulation under one circumstance, more of a different kind of hurdle to deal with in another.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And so if they're moving in that, what that suggests to me anyway is that the movement of oil and gas rigs out of Wyoming into these plays probably doesn't have a whole lot to do with regulation per se, because you might have more state level and local level regulation and political oversight there. Has to do with what they're getting out of it, and that's where they're because they're making more money there than they would here.
So essentially, it may be worth it for companies to go to a place with tougher regulations just because the resource is better there.
Right.
So speaking of money, how big an impact can things like tax policy have? I mean, if you offer tax incentives to energy companies, does that make a big difference in terms of where they decide to drill?
It can, but I don't think it makes a big difference. At least I've never seen any kind of research that would suggest that that's the case. The problem with that saying yes is that you could potentially get a race to the bottom whereby everybody's either subsidizing either one way or another everybody else. And so, you know, let's say the Bakken starts subsidizing development there. You know, the whole idea is to build your state government coffers, not deplete them. So it's not clear in the long run that you could actually do that in a way that actually makes sense in terms of fiscal responsibility.
So if you were giving advice to Wyoming policymakers, and if their goal is let's keep the energy industry strong in Wyoming or make it stronger, what regulatory advice would you give them?
Well, you know, we need to work with these industries to look at where the regulatory risks are. I mean, it's fine to talk about reforming the Endangered Species Act or NEPA or things like that. But the reality is that we have NEPA and we have the Endangered Species Act. So trying to figure out ways to solve some of these issues that some of these regulations look at is a way to do that, you know, to help not so much provide subsidies but provide ways to help them to help these industries to understand how to solve some of these problems before they become a political problem like the sage grouse.
Roger, thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure.